from KQED. All right, this is a word association game. When I say Bay Bridge rush hour, what do you say?
Frustration, anxiety, regret that I didn't take part.
Doom, gloom, and misery.
You start to see whether cars are flying past or there's already traffic building up. It's either hope or horrible disappointment.
Stopping and going and stopping and going.
All that goes through your mind is I am trapped with cars on every side of me, and the last time I saw a video of this Bay Bridge is it was collapsing in an earthquake.
Paralyzing terror.
That's what comes to mind.
If you are someone who crosses the Bay Bridge on a daily basis, you know it is an often painfully slow and tiresome experience. Traffic is terrible. In December, Senator Dianne Feinstein began calling for a new Bay Bridge, a so-called Southern Crossing, to go in south of the current Bay Bridge. This isn't the first time the idea has come up, not by a long shot. As soon as the Bay Bridge was completed in the 1930s, people wanted a second bridge. Even back then, traffic was terrible. Did you know the great American architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed a bridge to cross the San Francisco Bay? Duncan Keith of San Jose did. He studied architecture in school.
It would have been brilliant, and I think it would have been very influential and possibly changed the course of how other bridges subsequent to it would have been designed.
But Wright's vision for that second bridge never materialized. Duncan wants to know why not. I'm Olivia Allen Price. This is Bay Curious, where we answer a new listener question about the Bay Area each week. KQED Silicon Valley Arts reporter Rachel Miro takes us back to the bridge that never was.
Frank Lloyd Wright loved the Bay Area, but you wouldn't know it because there just aren't a lot of his buildings around here.
Seven or eight, depending on how you count them, including the houses.
That's Paul Turner, a professor emeritus in architectural history at Stanford. He's the author of Frank Lloyd Wright and San Francisco, a book that's as much about the projects that didn't get built as the ones that did.
Frank Lloyd Wright actually designed close to 30 projects for the Bay Area. And they include some of his most unusual and really amazing buildings. For example, his first skyscraper was designed for Market Street in San Francisco.
But Wright never got the commission for a San Francisco skyscraper, just as he never got a commission to design another Bay Bridge. In the late 1940s, Wright was competing for projects all across the country. A Bay Area engineer and fan of Wright's suggested he throw his hat in the ring for a proposed second Bay Bridge.
If there was some project that he found interesting, he would do the design and then just hope it would get built, that he could promote it and he'd hope it would get built.
That was in 1949, and Wright would spend the rest of his life, the last decade, trying to win over decision makers in California, because he fell in love with his own proposal, which he called the Butterfly Bridge.
The structure had the form of the thorax and wings of a butterfly in reinforced concrete, and it's a beautiful sculptural form when you look at the drawings that he did of it.
I can't say I see the butterfly in the Butterfly Bridge. I'd say, well, this is a family program. Okay, from overhead, it looks like a giant lady part suspended in the center of two concrete strings. Of course, you can't sell a bridge calling it that. Or can you? Let's all visualize together that we're watching promotional drone footage. We lift off from the San Francisco end of the bridge at the terminus of Army Street, now Cesar Chavez. Long, curved concrete arms stretch across the water towards Oakland, carrying six lanes of traffic and two pedestrian walkways.
These two arches that are the roadways for the bridge separate at the center and supported a hanging garden. People driving across the bridge could pull off into this landscape park and enjoy the views from high above over the bay. Kind of crazy idea that traffic going across the bay would stop and there'd be enough room for parking and everything, but that was the idea.
But Wright couldn't get the state to adopt the plan.
The engineers in Sacramento were able to say, well, it's just not worked out in enough detail. We don't think it's going to work. It's too radical.
Thank you very much, but no thanks.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, no bridge was built at all. Ultimately, they decided it wasn't necessary because a few years later, people started talking about BART under the bay. And so that became the solution to this traffic problem.
Wright called that idea suicidal, which, well, turns out to be an overstatement, as the Transbay BART tube is still going strong after more than 40 years. But even as he neared the end of his life, Wright never stopped trying to sell his bridge. Here he is in his mid-80s, making a pitch on KPIX TV in 1953.
Extremely light construction.
And it also seems to undulate, doesn't it, as the sea would?
Yes, well, it's intimate with the water. The reflection is needed to complete the beauty of the bridge.
In the end, Wright died, and with it, serious thoughts of doing something with his plans, especially after the new expanded San Mateo Bridge opened in 1967.
Every now and then, if people talk about an extra possible bridge, there'll be stories in the newspaper. So it still captivates the imagination of the public because it is so beautiful.
That story was from Silicon Valley Arch reporter Rachel Miro. So what does our question asker, Duncan Keith of San Jose, what does he think? Should we resurrect Frank Lloyd Wright's Butterfly Bridge?
As much as I would like to see this bridge have been built, that was for a different time. These days, if we're going to make any investment, it ought to be in transportation and getting trains across the bay, not cars. We have enough cars already, and you know, throwing more cars across the bay is just going to make the traffic situation on the peninsula in San Francisco worse.
You can check out photos of Wright's plans for yourself at baycurious.org. And hey, while you're there, be sure to cast a ballot in our latest voting round. You can help us decide which of these questions we should tackle next.
What's the history of the Mission Burrito?
Do Lyft and Uber really increase street congestion? What is the story about Mount Umanum and its cube building?
Lots of good options. Let us know which one to choose. I'm Olivia Allen Price. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. We'll be back next week.